on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House, final segment of the Open Line Hour. Covering our home maintenance item of the week, blind cleaning and maintenance for your window treatments. People spend a lot of money on their window treatments. It's from the simple blinds, you can, the typical light aluminum drawstring blinds to fabrics and drapes, and makes a lot of sense. I mean, you want to be able to have that privacy at night and not have people look in the home. And there's so many things, you can say this about everything, that we just take for granted that are there.
Right.
Take those off and see how long you're going to be comfortable with that exposure to the outside world when you're trying to live in your home and feeling constantly vulnerable to anyone from outside seeing what's happening on the interior. That becomes a pretty... That moves on our priority list pretty quick, being able to have our privacy.
Correct, correct. Most of the homes today is moving out with the mini blinds. Today, you're having more fabric blinds being made for windows in the home, and they are energy efficient. A lot of people is going to roller shades in their home because they are energy efficient now. But you got to know how to have them clean. Somebody have to be an expert on it because you can run them real fast.
And in the cleaning industry, I'm going to mirror this to air ducts. You know, there are people that will come and say, hey, you need to get your air ducts cleaned twice a year, spring. And that really doesn't do anything. You have to get in and clean the condensing coil on the air conditioning unit itself. And when you do that and clean the inside of your ductworks, you don't have to do this, but every 7 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume in the blind cleaning, you could pay somebody to come and do a blow and go job or get it done professionally the right way. And this will last a lot longer and maintain the value in that fabric and that color.
Yes. I think I said it before, the average person in Arizona has their window coverings clean every 5 years because we are more outside society and traveling and going all different places.
But look at the temperature right now. Whose windows, our door isn't left open that's correct. Home and yeah. It's in their home right now.
Yeah. Especially when we have the monsoon season, when the hubbub comes across, it brings all that dust in and dust mites, that comes all in too. That's the only time when everybody's cooped up into the home, but most of the time everybody's out, so they actually don't think about having the blinds or window coverings clean then until they see the dust on them or they have a guest coming in.
And how often should they be cleaned?
Well, they should be cleaned every 2 years, but the cost of having them clean, a lot of customers rather wait to 5 years, and they don't, they just don't. I haven't had anybody since I've been in business for 23 years to come and have them clean every 2 years. We just did a gentleman's house that he had them clean 5 years ago, and they look just like brand new again because we saved him money. Because if he paid the today's price for them, it'd be two times as much
for the new one.
Correct. Sorry.
Your cleaning price hasn't doubled in 5 years.
No.
Sometimes you might wish it had.
I wish. Yeah, that's true, but no, it hasn't. No.
And if you called Hunter Douglas because you've got a broken blind or you're trying to get something fixed on it, they just turn around and send them to you.
Yes, they tell a customer to call us, and we get a lot of referrals from Hunter Douglas. We go all over the state for them.
And that's really one of the premier names in the window treatment.
Yes. Hunter Douglas is the premier window coverings of the world.
And, Jim, somebody could reach you. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com in the cleaning section, in the blind section, in the window treatment section. It's one of those categories that we don't like to, you know, have 50 million categories to pick from Rosie on the House, but we also have to think like a consumer. Some people think blinds, some people think cleaning, some people think window treatments.
Correct.
So we've got to be in front of everywhere our audience and our website users are thinking to find it.
Yes.
So pretty easy to find, but you could also call directly.
Yes, you could call our Our office is 602-404-7250. And Mary, my wife, she will answer the call, or my daughter, Heather Hill, and they run the office.
And I've never seen you, Jim, without your Korean War veteran hat on. You're very proud service time.
Yes, I am. I spent 6 years in the service, and I am very proud. I wear my hat for the fallen soldiers that was in Korea, and because a lot of public, they forget about us, because you talk about World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And we always be the ones left out. So I always wear my hat to remind people that the Korean War is still going on, because it never signed a ceasefire yet, even though they live close to the 38th parallel.
So, well, we appreciate your time and your service for America. It's a beautiful hat. And do you clean that hat with your eco-friendly? I've never seen that black hat faded, and black is the fastest thing that fades. In Arizona.
No, I always wear it for a long time, and then I get a new one because it's so bright and clean. But when I'm on the truck working, sometimes I dip it down in the ultrasonic machine and then get it good and wet, and then it cleans up, and it looks good for a while. But
well, you keep it nice and polished.
Thank you.
Military approved.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again for your time and your service. And we've got, what do we have here? Painting month. We've got Sherwin-Williams in the parking lot who are coming up to join us. If you want to talk paint selection, now's the time to get on the line at 1-888-767-4348. In particular, color selection. What is the final color that we're going to put on that wall that's going to be against our window treatments?
Thank you.